It's time to spark your imagination with George Sparks' Book of the Month. This month, it's The Wizard and the Prophet by Charles Mann. George Sparks, why read The Wizard and the Prophet?
So I saw Charles Mann speak at a conference. This is after I'd read the book review in the New York Times. And frankly, the book review didn't really spark my imagination that much. But after I heard him talk, I picked the book up, and it was a transformative experience. I've always wondered why the most heated conversations were about two groups of people trying to do the same thing. In this case, how do we save the earth and the environment through two different worldviews and philosophies? One of those is the Malthusian approach that the earth has a fixed set of resources. We probably have too many people on the earth. Food is limited, so we're going to have to cut back both in our standard of living and on the number of people on the earth. These are the prophets, the people of limits, if you will. The other pole is the wizards. These are the people that says we're sentient beings. We can control our worst excesses and technology can save us. These are people that invented GMOs and the Green Revolution and nuclear power and fracking and all of those things that provide us with clean and cheap energy and food. This tells the story of those two scientists who are the genesis of both of those philosophies.
What I found intriguing about this book is that it's part biography and part exploration of science, its impacts, its costs, and its benefits. I was intrigued by the life of these two men.
They were very, very interesting men. They met only once in life, and there was a little bit of stress around that. The museum also has a direct connection to this, to the prophet side of this. I'll let you read the book and figure out what that is, but it's a very emotional thing. The takeaway for me is that neither one of these is exclusively right as a philosophy. We really need parts of both of them in order to be the best stewards of the earth moving forward, but that sometimes it's hard to see the point of view of the other philosophy.
George Sparks, you're getting ready to launch a very exciting initiative here at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science, a science institute. How will this book help lay the groundwork for forging a better understanding?
I think the more that we can read about science and how people think about the world and being able to empathize with how they view environmentalism or technology or how we make decisions is extraordinarily important. There have been lots of people out there living scientific lives and then studying these lives and studying science that we should learn from them rather than making the same mistakes over and over again.
George Sparks, thanks so much. Again, the book is The Wizard and the Prophet by Charles Mann.